Chapter number 5. And very familiar scripture here. This chapter is rich when it comes to doctrine. Very rich when it comes to doctrine. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. There's a lot of doctrine that we find just in this one chapter. And really, a lot of what we memorize and learn as young Christians, we find here in this chapter. And we'll be reading this morning very familiar verses and focused on very familiar thought. But hopefully we'll see it in a little bit of different light. So 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, we'll start reading in verse number 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now we're going to read the rest of this chapter, but can I give you a little bit of context where we're at? So obviously, verse number 17, we're talking about salvation. Being a new creature, the old things passed away, behold, all things become new. But as we read through these verses, you've seen three or four times that word of the idea of being reconciled. Well, what does that mean? When we're looking at the idea of the new creature, those that saved, is looking at that word reconciled. What does that mean? It's the idea is to restore someone to favorable and or friendly relations with another after a presumed wrong. Because of our sin, we were away from God, and because of our salvation, we are now brought back to Christ, to God Himself. And so with that in mind, in verse number 20, it starts out and says, because of this, it says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And as we look at this, I wonder how many of you, this morning, we've got a decent crowd here. How many of you would look at me and be willing to raise your hand and say, you're proud to be an American? Anyone here proud to be an American? I know some of you, I know Pastor, you served in the military, and I hope that each one of you would be able to say that you're proud to be American. If not, you're welcome to move. And in our country, we have a lot of holidays. We have a lot of different things that we do to remember specific things. Just one example, this month we have Memorial Day, right? At the end of the month, we have Memorial Day to remember the sacrifice that has been made to be able to have the country that we have and be able to live. And I don't have a problem with this, all right? I think it's good for us to have these things. It's good to help us remember, but it's also good to help our children learn why they are the way they are, why we are the way we are. And as a missionary there in Bolivia, if one of them was to ask, well, where is he from? Naturally, any of the others would look at him and say, well, he's from the U.S. He's a U.S. citizen. But can I tell you that that would be wrong? You see, I am not a U.S. citizen nor a Bolivian citizen. As a believer, as one that is saved, I am a citizen of heaven. Hebrews chapter 13, we're not going to turn there, but he says, for we have no continuing city, but seek one to come. This is not our home. Here on this earth, we are nothing more than ambassadors. Ambassadors for Christ, as it says here in our verse. That is my one and only job here, is to be an ambassador. But if we're going to say we must be an ambassador, what is the responsibility of an ambassador? I've got a big, long definition, but for sake of time, I'll summarize this idea. An ambassador is one that is sent from one country, we'll say his home country, And he is sent by his sovereign, his president, whoever may be in charge of that country, and sent not only by that sovereign, but by his country. And he's sent from that country to a host country. And his purpose is to do negotiations, to talk for in the place of his country. And he's there to represent his home country there where he's living. To represent his sovereign, to represent his home country, and to facilitate negotiations, to resolve disputes. So, in short, an ambassador is one sent from one country to another to represent the interests of his home country. I was listening to a man, I don't know his name, but I was listening to a man, he had worked in one of the embassies. He was up under the ambassador of that embassy, and he made a statement that really opened my mind in this verse. And when I say what I'm going to say, it's not going to be some profound something. It's going to be something that's obvious. But something about what he said really opened up this verse for me. He says, an ambassador represents the one who sent them, not the country they live in. I say that again. An ambassador represents the one who sent them, not the place in which they live. And that's what I want us to look at this morning. As ambassadors for Christ, we represent Him that sent us, not this place in which we live. You know, there are things that we may be able to enjoy. When I'm there in Bolivia, there are certain foods and things that I enjoy and that we don't necessarily have here. And can I say, God bless siestas? That's a great thing. But in Scripture, when Christ was preaching in the Sermon on the Mount, He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. He doesn't say, seek ye first the United States. He doesn't say, seek ye first Bolivia. He doesn't say, seek ye first this world. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So we as Christians are ambassadors for Christ, and we should be focused on His kingdom, not this place in which we live. So I want to look at this in light of what we said. And the idea of being ambassador, I'm going to skip through a few things for sake of time. Power, I want to look at the idea of the power of an ambassador. Or we could use the word power, we could use the word authority of an ambassador. And an ambassador is the highest ranked official in the other country. So there is the embassy, and there are many citizens that may work in that embassy, and there's Marines and different people that may work in that embassy, but there are no higher ranked people in the embassy than the ambassador. The one, and they are the person given the most authority. You see, that authority does not come from them. That authority comes from the one that sent them. You see, in themselves, they are nobody, they are nothing, but they have been sent by their country, they have been sent by their sovereign, and when the ambassador stands up to speak, he's speaking in the place of his sovereign. He's speaking in the place of his country. But the source of his power comes only from the one that sent him. No matter how far away from his home country he is, if he's going to know what he's supposed to stand up and say, what he's supposed to stand up and do, he's got to keep a connection with that home country. He's got to be able to keep a connection to know, hey, what is it that my sovereign wants? What is it that my country needs? What is it that I'm supposed to say? What is it that I'm supposed to do? He's got to be able to keep that connection. Now, the source of our power as ambassadors for Christ. Well, if we look at the Great Commission, of course, Christ said that all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. But what are the very next two words he says? He says, go ye. So if we are ambassadors for Christ, you know, sometimes it seems as if we're far away. Because sometimes it's hard to see heaven, isn't it? Sometimes it's hard to see. But can I say that That's where our power and our authority comes from. He's the one that has sent us. He's the one that says, go ye. He's the one that has all the power. And he's the one that can tell us what we need to say, what we need to do, how we need to do it, when we need to speak. And without him, we are nobody. We are nothing. But as we stand in this world and as we speak, we must remember that everything we say and everything we do, we are representing our sovereign. We are representing our Savior. We're representing our King. We are standing up for the holy God of heaven. So not only is that the power of the ambassador, but also the privilege of being that ambassador. See, a country sends a person because they have something that the president needs in the place that they're living, they're serving. You know, from my understanding, I don't know all the ins and outs, but from my understanding, an ambassador pretty much is hand-picked to go where it is that they're supposed to serve. Because the president can look and see, hey, they've got an ability maybe in the language, maybe in the culture, they've got an ability in that region, some kind of specific experience that they have. And it's not because the ambassador has earned it. It's not because it's maybe some great place to go on vacation or whatever. It's because the president has a need, and he needs someone that will go for him. Someone that will take his place, someone that will speak for him. You got to remember that there's over 200 different countries, and one president cannot be in all 200 and something countries and still do the job he's supposed to do. And so he sends an ambassador that will take his place and speak for him. So, and somebody that's not going to be afraid, somebody that's not going to sway from others, but speak for him in that country of which they've been sent. And I believe that it should be considered an honor to be chosen. That of, we'll just use the United States, that's where we're at. Out of so many hundreds of millions of people, and that one individual is chosen to go for the president. Now realize that we don't have a president calling us. But rather, we have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that has called us and has chosen us. And I think of what Paul said to Timothy. He said, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling. According to that, not according to our works. It's not that we're anything. It's not that we're somebody special. But according to his own purpose and grace. That's where that privilege comes into. That because of his grace, we're able to go. We're able to do. And we're able to be called. And can I say he has chosen you with a purpose. Even when you don't see, and even when you don't understand, even when you don't know why, and maybe, you know, the ambassador, there's a reason that they've been called. They have some certain ability that the president sees in them, but God has seen an ability in you that he has chosen, not just called you, but he has chosen you to be his ambassador. How could we know this? Well, if you think about it, once we're saved, what would be the purpose of leaving us here if there was not a reason that he had us here on the earth? Why would he leave us here in this world after saving us if there was not a purpose, a calling on our lives? And it's not because we've earned it. It's not because of something special in us, but it's because he has a need. You see, God has a need, and that's that someone would go and tell for him. That someone would take his place. Someone would speak for him. Someone that wouldn't be afraid, that wouldn't be swayed by others, would speak for him in the country that he sent you. The power, the privilege, but the purpose. The ambassador is responsible for representing his home country. But this is not only in word, as what most of us would think of, but this is also in action. I was reading and studying a little bit, and in 1938, Neville Chamberlain was Prime Minister of Great Britain. At that time, there was a great threat coming from Germany by the name of Adolf Hitler. And many were trying to warn Chamberlain of this, including Winston Churchill, which at the time had still not become Prime Minister, is what we know him as. But to appease those other critics, those others, Chamberlain decided to go to Germany and met with Hitler. And during their time, Hitler signed a document saying that there would not be any fighting. And in September of 1938, Chamberlain, excited, come back to Great Britain. As he steps off the plane, he's waving this document that Hitler has signed. And he says, "I believe there is peace for our time." And in less than a year, Adolf Hitler, the same man that signed the document, started World War II. You see, historians, from my understanding, will tell you that Hitler had no intentions of doing what he had signed he would do. His intention was to meet Chamberlain and see what kind of character Chamberlain had. Because Great Britain was the only country that he saw as a threat in war. So he wanted to see if Chamberlain would fight, and what he found was someone that was weak. And while Chamberlain was not the ambassador, he was doing the same job as an ambassador would do. And he was found as weak. And I'm afraid that most of us as ambassadors for Christ, this is where we have our trouble. You know, we're excited about the idea of being privileged, the idea of being chosen to do something for God. We've been chosen. We've been called. Oh, glory to God. I've been chosen. We're excited about that authority. I mean, how many of us don't want some authority, right? How many of us don't want that power? And we're excited. Oh, well, we've got that power. God's given us power. But most of us are not living up to the purpose that has been given to us. And that purpose is to go and to tell the country in which we live what Christ has sent us to say, what our sovereign has sent us to say, to tell the country that they must be born again. See, this is our responsibility. This is our purpose. That all may hear that they must be born again. That all may know. And just as we read in verse 17, that they can be a new creature. All things, old things passed away, all things become new. That there is a day of war coming, and they need to be ready. That's our job. And I'm afraid the majority of us are failing. You see, not only are we failing in our words, those of us that maybe don't go tell, but I'm afraid probably the majority of us are failing in our actions. You see, we can go and tell and still not portray what our country would have us portray. And the world sees us as weak. The world sees a life that doesn't show what we say. The world sees a life that does not look like a Christian should look. And just as Hitler saw in Chamberlain, the world sees us as weak and no need to believe what we say. To close, we are ambassadors for Christ. And I want to remind you that ambassador represents the one who sent him, not the place in which they live. It's fine to enjoy the comforts that we have here. It's fine to enjoy the country that we live in, but we must remember that our responsibility is to our country of heaven. Our responsibility is to our sovereign in Jesus Christ. And so I wonder, are you a good ambassador? Are you speaking the word that has been given to you by Christ? Or do you even have a good communication with your sovereign? Are you living a life that is pleasing to your home country? One that represents Him that sent you more so than the world that you live in. You know, as we started, most, if not all of you, raised your hand to say you were proud to be an American. And it's one thing for us to be proud of our country, but it's a completely different thing for our country to be proud of us. So I would ask you, is your sovereign, is He proud of you and the job you're doing as an ambassador? Is your home country, you can say, oh, I'm proud to be a Christian, but are they proud of what you're doing? Are they proud of you as of your job of being an ambassador? Now, I want to finish with one thing. You know, for me as a missionary, we live 3,000 something miles from what we used to call home. So for us, it's easy to think of that idea of being a missionary or being an ambassador because we left, we moved away from what we knew. But maybe some of you would look and say, well, that's a little hard for me because I've never moved, I've never left my home. But has He made you a new creature? If He has made you a new creature, you are a citizen of heaven. If He has made you a new creature, you are an ambassador in the place that God has put you. You don't have to move around the world to be an ambassador where God has placed you. You don't think God knew where you would be when He saved you? You don't think God would a holy God, an omnipotent and omniscient God knew where you would be living? Called you. He's placed you here. And sometimes I know maybe it's hard to go knock on doors. Maybe it's hard to intimidating, maybe a better word to go and try and witness. But can I say, hey, you have an authority that is much higher than any authority that has been given in this world. And that is an authority from the kingdom of heaven and the King of Kings that He would be with us. But He said, go. You have not only that power, the authority, but you also have a privilege to realize that He, a holy God, would use you. A long time ago, I heard a man talk about that we're nothing but a zero with the ring kicked off. That's all we are. But He chose us anyways. And to remember, you have a purpose. I think of the man of Gadara that somebody mentioned him earlier this morning. And he wanted to go with Christ. He wanted to leave his home and go with Christ. But what did Christ say? Christ said, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee. If God has called you to move away, you better go. But if He's not, you better go home to thy friends, to your family. Tell them what great things He's done. That is your purpose. You realize people spend a whole lifetime trying to figure out their purpose. I gave it to you in less than 25 minutes. Your purpose. Stay where God has placed you. But give the word God has given you. Live in a way that's pleasing to your home country. You're privileged to be called an ambassador of Christ. But remember, as an ambassador for Christ, you represent Him that sent you, not the place in which you live. Thank you, Pastor.